One of the worst pet peeves that I have is when people don't let you finish your sentences. Out of, let's say, 100 people, at least 3 or 4, definitely. So I'm gonna say maybe 3-4% of the people don't let you finish their sentence, your sentences before they speak. Guys, listen to me. And by the way, Filipino women are huge on this. Okay, like my ex-girlfriend was a Filipina, and she actually would not let me finish my sentences sometimes, and it's the most annoying thing. And it's not just her. Like, I've had a lot of Filipino women in my car, and like a lot of them, they don't listen all the way, and they just want to keep talking after where you're still talking. It's just so annoying. Like, I immediately lose respect for those people. And also, you have to know what Gandhi said. Gandhi said, if you want to respect somebody, you have to listen to them. So you literally just have to wait until they finish speaking, no matter how anxious you are to tell that person what's on your mind. Okay, I know you want to reply as soon as possible. You have this thought in your head. I get it. And you just want to, you know, and you just cut off that person, and then you fucked up because that person is now thinking negative thoughts about you. And that person probably lost respect for you. And that person is probably not going to listen back to you where he was before. Like, when I lose respect for someone, I stop listening to them. Nor do I really start really caring what they have to say. And it kind of destroys their credibility. They might have said something really smart, but just because they cut off your sentences, you literally stop listening. So then I start drifting away, and I start giving back channeling cues, like, but in actuality, I'm completely daydreaming about something else. So guys, if anything you want to get out of this episode is, please let people finish their sentences, their thoughts, and you'd be amazed. When you are actively listening to somebody, they open up with ways you can't imagine. Some of the most important and most powerful tools you can use is emotional intelligence. It's not intelligence. There's a lot of intelligent people on this planet that are loners. They cannot connect with people. And it's sad. Like, Tesla was one of them, by the way. Emotional intelligence is way more powerful than intelligence, because you can connect with others better, and you can network better, you can make better friends, and so forth. So yeah, this episode was strictly about that. Let people finish their sentences.